Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, cherished listeners of IRIB English Radio, through a transformative experience. I'm Zainab, your host on Islamic upbringing. Let's embark on a journey into the depth of raising children in line with Islamic values. Our experts' answers are rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will illuminate your path. So today in our studio we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you, and to all the listeners, inshallah, my salams to all of you.
So we have been talking about some of the very beautiful points, how to instill faith in your children. Brother Miqdad helped us with some of the very beautiful points. He said he'll be guiding us through seven beautiful points, and so far we have discussed 5 points. We said there should be a stable family life, number one. Number two, instill habits with patience and lenience. Number three, create strong Muslim identity. Number four, mosque centrality. Make your children active participants in the mosques. And number five, Brother Miqdad said, growing in knowledge. Create a thirst for knowledge in your children through different ways that we discussed in the previous episode, and also make them habitual of reading books and, in fact, listening to books, read out books for them. The connection with books should, in fact, be stronger than the connection they have with the mobile phones, the laptops, or other gadgets. So, Brother Miqdad, when we are talking about this fifth point, growing in knowledge, how does this further help in increasing the faith?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, when we talk about faith, we mentioned that faith is very much related to knowledge. And so, the more we increase the knowledge in our children, the more the faith will become stronger. One of the very important things that we need to realize is that faith and strength in faith cannot be gained through blind imitation, or just, I am a Muslim and I believe just because my parents believed, or just because I've been growing up doing these things without understanding. So that does not negate the fact that we need to be part of a Muslim community, we need to have the identity, we need our parents to form a culture as well as habits that are very much ingrained with our religion. But with all of that should definitely come knowledge as well.
Right.
Because strength in faith and growth in faith cannot happen overnight, and cannot happen without this aspect of knowledge. See, children, if they don't understand why they believe and what they believe in, if they don't understand why do they do certain things, such as prayers, such as fasting, if they don't understand what is the purpose of, for example, Karbala and remembering Karbala, if they don't understand the different acts and the different things that are related to religion, then their faith will be weak. And then a little doubt or a little pressure, a peer pressure from outside, will be enough to move them away from the religion.
Right.
So it is very important that when we talk about faith, we really work hard towards instilling a very strong understanding and realization in our children related to the religion.
Right. So, as you really mentioned, it's very, very important to make them understand what they are doing and why they are doing, because we do have many people around the world who are Muslims just because their parents are Muslims. We have many teens who don't know why they belong to a particular community, why, like, many even don't know why do they do Azadari, why, what is the concept of Karbala. So you're saying that we as parents need to make enough efforts to make them help understand these things, give them enough knowledge to strengthen their faith. We'll talk more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad and we're discussing some of the very beautiful points that those were creating a strong and stable family life, instilling habits with patience, lenience and manners. Third, we said creating strong Muslim identity. Then we said mosque centrality, make them active participants in the behind the scenes of the mosque. And then we are talking about the fifth point, that is growing in knowledge. And Brother Miqdad said create a thirst of knowledge in them. And you can do that through different ways. Read out books for them. And now Brother Miqdad is helping us with more knowledge.
So we talked about this this idea that faith requires a strong understanding, especially when it comes to when children are faced with questions or even doubts. Right? We live in a world where through social media and through technology, our children are facing a lot of different thoughts, different ideas, different ideologies, people who are questioning pretty much everything.
Right.
From God, from the concept of good and evil, from different things related to the human being and the divine and normal life, general life as well. And so children will be faced with these questions, will be faced with these doubts. We need to make sure that they are equipped with the right knowledge to be able to counter these doubts. So firstly, that doesn't mean that we create doubts in our children, right? Yes, doubt is a good tool and it's a good step towards better knowledge or increased knowledge. Questioning certain things allows us to strengthen our understanding. However, we don't purposely create doubts in children. So this is the first point. Whenever we talk about doubts, and as I say in Arabic, shubuhat, these things should not be created in children. However, it's important to allow children to ask questions, to sometimes even challenge certain things, to doubt certain things. It's also okay for children to be in contact or to have access to sometimes individuals or people to
who do not belong to their faith.
Who don't belong to their faith, right? So to be able to open up their minds. However, this should be under control as well, right? Shouldn't be the case that because what happens is that sometimes the wave of doubts and the wave of other thoughts will be so big that a child who is not equipped will just drown. And we've seen it time and time again in today's society, children who start doubting everything or who start questioning everything and even lose their faith. Why? Because they came across somebody, they came across a mentor or a friend that was questioning a lot of things, that put doubts in their mind, and they didn't have the ability to counter them. They didn't have the ability to, they weren't equipped with the tools to be able to answer these questions.
Right. So this in itself, shows the importance of how important is it to grow in knowledge in your children so that they can answer these doubts and so that they can, be strong and firm in their faith. Well, brother, we'll discuss more with you. We would love to hear more from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
Welcome back, the esteemed audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and we are with Brother Miqdad. Brother Miqdad is helping us with some beautiful points to instill faith in our children. Brother Miqdad, you said growing in knowledge is very important. Children should be equipped with enough knowledge so that even if they face doubts, if they live in a society where they are facing non-Muslims, or they live in a world where they face questions even through social media or some other platforms, so they should be equipped enough with the knowledge to answer these doubts, and so that which ultimately would strengthen their faith.
And so as a family or within within Islamic community, for example, we should never fear talking about taboo topics or challenging topics such as music, such as gender issues, such as drugs, all these things that children question or challenges that youth face, basically. We should discuss them, obviously, with their right approach, with the etiquettes that these topics demand. But children should feel, and youth should feel, that they are listened to and they are being equipped with the right answers to tackle these problems. And so when we do this, what happens is that not only just their knowledge is increasing, but their ability to understand and put things into perspective, put these vices, these wrong behaviors, these wrong ideologies into perspective, into how they see the world and how they see the purpose in their life. And so this really plays a big role in their faith, in keeping up their iman and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So topics such as the ones I mentioned, topics that are related to today's challenging topics that youth are talking about, that are sometimes we feel that they question our religion, we should come up with answers for them. We should allow them to discuss it, hear them out, and then really strongly show the real answers from Islam, and that allows this increase of knowledge will allow them to then be able to feel comfortable being a Muslim, feel that they have enough skills, enough knowledge, enough awareness, and they are equipped to be able to tackle these challenges as well. And that they feel that we don't have a religion that doesn't have an answer. On the contrary, we have a religion that has a lot of answers for a lot of today's problems, and that if we really abide by what Islam says, then we are looking towards this true human growth and this true human perfection at an individual level as well as a social level.
Right. And that really would play an important role in the child upbringing. When they are equipped with the right knowledge at the right time, they would actually be equipped to face all the challenges and questions they are facing. And also, it's very important to teach our children that Islam is a complete way of life. It's not just teaching us about how to pray and how to give zakat and how to fast, but rather Islam answers all the ways of life, how to live, how to what to do, what not to do, how to behave. Everything has answers in the religion of Islam. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life. complete world.